Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Stathada Satashri Srimad Hisdabhangri Shla Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shla Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Shla Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Nama Acharya Shla Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Segaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Go Gopakabina Shamakunda Radha Kundigidi Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Shri Mayapur Dhamma Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Samaveta Bhaktivedanta Ki Jainatai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Sarvesham api Bhutanam Harir Atmeshwaraf Priyaha Bhuter Mahabhis Swakritaihi Kritanam Jiva Samgita Sarvesham Api Bhutanam Harir Atmeshwaraf Priyaha Bhuter Mahabhis Svakritai Kritanam Jiva Samgitaha Sarvesham Api Bhutanam Harir Atmeshwaraf Priyaha Bhuter Mahabhis Svakritai Kritanam Jiva Samgitam Sarvesham of all, api, certainly, Bhutanam, living entities. Hari, the Lord, who migrates all the miseries, who mitigates all the miseries of the living entity. Atma, the original source of life. Ishvara, the complete controller. Priyaha, the dear. Bhutaihi, by separated energies. The five material elements. Mahadbihi, emanating from the total material energy. The Mahatattva. Svakritaihi, which are manifested by himself. Kritanam, created. Jiva Samgitaha, who is also known as the living entity, since the living entities are expansions of his marginal energy. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is the soul and the supersoul of all living entities. Every living entity is a manifestation of his energy in terms of the living soul and the material body. Therefore, the Lord is the most dear, and he is the supreme controller. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifested by his different energies, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the marginal energy. He is the original source of all living entities in the material world, and he is situated in everyone's heart as the supersoul. Although the living entity is the cause of his various types of bodies, the body is given by material nature according to the order of the Lord. Ishvaras sarvabhutanam hriddesherjunatishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. The body is just like a machine, a car, in which the living entity is given a chance to sit and move according to his desire. The Lord is the original cause of the material body and the soul, which is expanded by the marginal energy. The Supreme Lord is the dearmost object of all living entities. Prahlad Maharaj therefore advises his class friends, the sons of the demons, to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead again. By expanding his energy, right? So the rest of everything, the shelter of everything is in the Lord, right? We know the Lord's presence by the expansion of his energies. That's how we can perceive the Lord, right? Because otherwise, if the energy is not expanded, how we will see, how we will understand, and especially if we're not expanded, really hard to see, right? So when the Lord's energies expand, then we have this whole manifestation. Then we're able to appreciate the position of the Lord, how everything's working, how it's all connected to him. The difference is we can see it separate from him. As seeing the manifestation, we see opportunities for enjoying ourselves, being the controller and enjoyer. Or we can see it as a manifestation of him. So that's what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. So since he's the original cause of this manifestation, it's naturally that we would take shelter back in the Lord, because that's the origin, that's how it came about. That's the natural position. Now, of course, and it's pointed out as the living entity may be the immediate cause for his body because of the performance of his various karmas. And because of these karmas, he's gotten a particular result that ends up as the particular gross and settled body that we have. But then the idea is that what's the original source of all this? Right? That it exists, that it can function, that you can do things and results are gained. That's because of the Lord Himself. Right? So that's what we're trying to again get back to. Right? That He has given all these different things. And so Him being the source, it's the natural resting place. We may think, no, I will take care of all this, but we're only the immediate cause, not the original cause. Right? So because of our actions, we have gotten this particular thing. But we're not the cause of it. It's just like saying the person at the restaurant, he ordered something on the menu, then that thing comes, and then he thinks, I am the creator of this. But he's not. It's coming from before that. So it's just that we follow the modes of nature, and by that, we're ordering our next body. Right? And having ordered that body, then now this lifetime, we have it. Now, depending upon what we do with it this lifetime, that will then generate our next body. So if it's in devotional service, then the next body will be spiritual. But if it's not, if it's in mundane things, then the next thing will be mundane in connection with what our mundanity was. Right? Means we may have the consciousness of some particular mundane facility, but depending upon whether we're approaching that piously or not, will determine the quality of what we get. If it's impious, the quality will be less. If it's pious, the quality will be more. Right? But in any case, even when one does piously, he gets nice things, still the source of it is the Supreme Lord. So that's the natural shelter. Just like you see children, they naturally take shelter in the parents. So the living entity should be taking shelter in the Supreme Lord. That's the natural position. Right? So that's what we're that's what's being discussed here. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is suggesting. Is that there are demons, there and that. Don't worry about that. They're born in demoniac families. That's just from previous activity. But that has nothing to do with the natural position of the soul surrendering to the Lord. That can be done at any time by anybody. Because otherwise they'd be saying, oh no, but we're from the demon families. We have to do demon stuff and eat demon food and dress demon. You know, it's just, you know, we have to be true to our natural identity. You know, this kind of stuff. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying no, because the soul is beyond all that. So the only consideration of the particular gross and subtle body is what kind of services can be rendered. Not that it's an identity. Right? You don't have to identify with the screwdriver to put screws into the wall. You have to know what is a screwdriver, who you are, what's the screw, what's the wall, what's the process. Then it works. But if you identify with the screwdriver, it does not make it go any better. Though that's the modern philosophy. No, but if you identify, you're there, you take that responsibility, you take that, you know, this, then of course, then it will improve. It'll never improve. People will talk about it forever. It will not get better like that. So the point is that when we see is that we're not the body. We're the soul. We surrender to Krishna. We do everything for Krishna. We serve Krishna. But whatever our situation, that's what we engage. We don't say, oh, the screwdriver, why can't I use it as a spatula? You know, see, it's got this flat little place in the front, you know, like that, just because it's small. Why are you, discriminating that it's small, it's not big like the spatula? But, you know, it still has the desire, still has the need, so therefore I can use it to stir your sabji, right? Right? Any good cook would agree with that, right? Like that. No, only idiots that sit in chairs and do nothing agree with that stuff. Right? That's the whole point. Is that the body is there from your previous karma. So it's not that we need a different body to do devotional service. Whatever it is, it's all from Krishna's creation. It's all expanded from Krishna's energy. That we know its existence is real because of its coming from Krishna. So simply since it's come from Krishna, what are the rules defining that particular nature? We follow that and serve Krishna. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is asking the sons of the demons to do. He's not asking them to do something else like that. So this kind of understanding, this is advanced devotional service. This is what's called broad-minded. This is the real, you know, razor's edge. Right? Otherwise, so many descriptions are there of what's balanced and what's, you know, in the middle. But no. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, this is actually the middle. Right? Because otherwise, then it goes too far. One way or other, it's a problem. The main difficulty is understanding how these things work together. That's what takes the intelligence. But, as Prahlad Maharaj points out, results are up to the Supreme Lord. So applying intelligence does not mean you'll get an intelligent result. Right? Applying intelligence in a way that pleases the Lord, that gains an intelligent result. That you can say, that works. But other things you can't say work. Otherwise, then why make comments about the mental speculators? Mental speculators are probably some of the most individuals with the greatest endowment of intellectual ability on the planet. But it doesn't mean they know how to use it. They know how to play with it, have fun with it, get some taste from it. But actually being able to use it to advantage, like Prahlad Maharaj says, and be able to discriminate the difference between matter and spirit and the subtleties within that, that they're too gross to understand because the Lord is not revealing. So that's why the so-called intellectuals and that aren't able to get anything for the soul, because they can speculate greatly, but they're unable to come up with some substance on how the soul can identify themselves, how the soul can connect with the Lord. So that we have to listen to a five-year-old here speaking like that. He's able to say, he's the wisest. He uses the intelligence the best. Why? Because the Lord has revealed. So it's nothing to do with age or anything like this. Money, position, authority. It's you please the Lord, you understand. Here's a five-year-old. And he's only got the opportunity now to preach when he went to Gurukul at five. You know, means, you know, from when he could talk, he could explain this. From when before he could talk, he could explain this. You know, just we don't know what, most people don't know what baby talk is. So, you know, therefore, now we're able to get the benefit. Like that. Any questions on this? Or? No? Yes. Mike, straight back.
Great. It says here that the living entities are generated from the Lord in the purport.
In the purport, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to. How is that done? Sometimes I think I've read that the Lord expands to Baladev, and then Baladev expands to the Chaturvyuha, and then we are expanded from Shankarshan in the Chaturvyuha. And somehow or other, that I think I've read that. I find that description a little disturbing. I was wondering, do we expand directly from Swayam Bhagavan Lord Sri Krishna, or does the living entity expand from Shankarshan of the Chaturvyuha? That's the question.
Okay. So you weren't wondering if it was a Play-Doh machine or something like that?
Yeah, I was wondering if we pop out like pimples, so how do we, you know...
Okay. yeah, like a rash or something. Oh, no, more living entities, you know, like that, yeah. We seem to be living and it expand from our body in that way, yeah. So the basic principle is this, like Radha Madhava here are who?
Madhava is Swayam Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, and okay. Radharani is his internal pleasure-giving potency.
Yes, okay. But in our stage of realization and worship, in what form are we worshiping them?
Shmi Narayan.
So that's the point that is being made. Because we're coming from the tatastha position, we don't have a specific, how you say, the mood of the relationship has not matured. So when it matures, then that connects us with a particular form of the Lord. But Sankarshan simply means he's the existence of things. So we're existing as tatastha shakti. So we're in the neutral stage, we're on the Brahman platform. So then from there we can either, when we take up that person, because we're Satchitananda, there would be the activities, results, and all these kind of interactions. So if we turn that natural position towards the Lord, then we move towards the Lord and develop that relationship with the Lord. If we don't, we look away from the Lord. It's not that we're not looking at the forms and activities and results that can be gained, but we're looking at them without the Lord. So that's what it means by looking across to the other side of the river. So in other words, the living entities are all on how you say, on the spiritual side of the Vaitarani River. But then one can naturally look that way. But we looked the other way, to this side of the Vaitarani. So then that puts us then under the position of performing our activities under the protection of Sankarshan, as Mahavishnu, who then expands the universes. He expands his Prajumna. You know, in each universe, the supersoul of the universe. So, in other words, we're under the position of supersoul. We're under the shelter of supersoul. Because he's taking care of the needs, but we're not necessarily acknowledging him in his personal position and relationship, right? It means super soul is a person, but we're relating to him basically as the supreme, as an office holder. So therefore, that neutral state. That's why it says localized. He's a person, but localized. So it's not expanded like Bhagavan with all his associates and pastimes and that. So then Mahavishnu is the super soul of the Mahatattva. Then, as Sankarshan, then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of the universe, right? And then Kiradakshaya Vishnu is the super soul in each living entity. So we're always under the protection of super soul. So, you know, always as Kiradakshaya Vishnu is with us, then, you know, there's disillusions and that will go back into Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and then come back out, you know, as the days and nights of Brahma. Then when this universe is dissolved, we'll go back into Mahavishnu. So basically it just means we're spending our time with Paramatma, which is the aspect of Sankarshan or his expansions, Prajumna and Aniruddha. So when we take up the interest in the Lord's pastimes, you know, as Vasudeva, right, as Bhagavan, that's when we start to change from being under the shelter of Sankarshan to the particular deity that we're interested in. Does that make sense? So it's simply a matter of relationship. It's not that there's a difference in the souls. People try to make it that, oh, we're from Mahavishnu, or this one's from here, from there. It's a matter of what's the mood of the relationship. So if immediately you turn your attention towards the Lord, then you would say, oh, they're from these other forms. But when you don't, then we've taken shelter of Sankarshan, so we would call there. You know, it's just like, you know, the cliche of the baby bird. You know, when the egg hatches, if you happen to be there, it thinks you're the mommy, right? You know, so if the bird's there, then the bird's the mommy. If you're there, you're the mommy. You know, so like that is that when we appear, we're appearing from the Tatastha Shakti, but where does our mood go? Then we'll be classified by that. But it doesn't matter that position expansion from Sankarsana, because by association, then you can take up that worship and that position relationship with any form of the Lord in the cosmos. You know, so our specialty is that of Krishna and Braj. And so then it doesn't matter the background, because the quality of the living entity is the same. There's not a diff. In other words, the Nitya Siddhas and the Nitya Bhattas, the quality of the Jiva is the same. It's just a matter of the consciousness. So Nitya Bhatta, Nitya Siddha simply means those who turn their attention towards Krishna, and Nitya Bhatta means those who didn't. And so all it is now by the process of association, devotional service, we turn our attention back to the Supreme Lord, so then we become Nitya Siddha. So once you come to Prema, you're a Nitya Siddha. They don't say, oh, well, you know, it's like the pastime's going on, and so, you know, you're sitting there and going, yes, you know, hey, I can do it. And then over on the side, somebody goes, hey, psst, yeah, he was a Nitya Bhatta before. And I was like, maybe you should find someone else, you know. No, they make no distinction, because the soul is of one quality. That's why it says in the mode of goodness, you see one nature of the soul. Mode of passion, you see different natures of the soul. So therefore you have, you know, an Indian soul, and you have an American soul, or a Hindu soul, and a Christian soul. And so then by that they divide them and say that, you know, who are the chosen ones and who are not, you know, like that. So that's the difficulty that comes up. And then mode of ignorance, you can't tell the difference between the soul and the body. You just think the body is the soul. So mode of goodness, you understand that all souls have the same nature of servant of Krishna. They're all Satchitananda. But being an individual personality, they have individual tastes. But the nature is the same. Is that okay? Does that work? Okay. Okay. Something else? Okay, here.
Okay, can I just one thing.
Okay, one more, okay.
So if I'm really into Krishna, and I think that it says here that we all expand from the original personality of Godhead. He's the soul of our souls.
Yes.
So if I'm really into Krishna, Krishna is the soul of my soul. But if somebody else is into Nisringadev, is Nisringadev the soul of his soul?
The point is there, for Krishna there's no difference. It's just a matter of flavor, of how you interact. Like the man is at home. The people in that home environment deal with him in one way. Then when he goes to the office, there's a whole different flavor. But it's the same person. So we can only do one of those at a time, but Krishna can expand and do them all at once. So Krishna's Vishnu is still Krishna. He's just in the mood of Vishnu, but it's still Krishna. That's why we see his devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and others, even though they are devotees not specifically of Krishna in Braj, but they talk about everyone surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Just they have the preference to worship him in this particular, as Nisringadev or as Ramachandra or like that.
That's great.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so then, yeah, up here. What's that?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said that by doing one's prescribed duty, one can rise to the platform of knowledge.
Yes.
But, for example, my gardener, Nivas...
ordinary bath.
No, my gardener...
Your gardener.
Yeah, okay. My gardener, Nivas. Every
Your gardener,
day...
gardener what?
My gardener, Nivas.
Nivas.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
My gardener, every day he does his duty very nicely. How will he come to the platform of knowledge?
Okay. Probably by giving him prasad every day. Yeah, like that. It's a matter of what is knowledge. That's the point to be discussed. Because when you're talking, because knowledge is something that there'll be many different opinions of what is knowledge. So that's where the difference will come up. So the Vedanta Sutra is mentioning that knowledge, you know, what you're inquiring about is Brahman, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? So one has to understand that that's knowledge. How you use something is knowledge, right? Let us say someone has a hammer, right? And then he can do so many things with this. Now, if he uses that to bang nails into wood that he's supposed to do, not, you know, the mommy's coffee table or something, then it'll be considered good. But if he uses it to go around and, you know, break people's windows and, you know, the little gnomes on the front lawn and all that kind of stuff, then even though he has the knowledge of what the hammer does and has the skill, it's misapplied. So therefore, we're not just talking about the skill itself or the duty itself being done. Is that the point is that one becomes human by inquiring about the Supreme, right? So then it's a matter of real knowledge is understanding the Supreme. So that's what it means, is you can perform your duty in such a way that you're trying to please Krishna. That will give you real knowledge. Because knowledge means understanding I'm not the body, I'm the soul, I'm servant of Krishna. That's what it means. So Bhagavad Gita is not talking about, you know, how to get knowledge to do your duty right and to gain more and more knowledge. Because just by gaining knowledge from the performance of your work, that position of knowledge is attributed to the artists, right, to the Shudras. Because you have the carpenter, he's been a carpenter for 5 years, but if someone else has been a carpenter for 50 years. So the one with 50 years experience has more knowledge. So we're not talking about this. We're talking about that you've performed your duty to please the Lord. The Lord being pleased, he reveals who he is, who you are, and the relationship. That knowledge you can gain from the performance of your duties. So that's the point, since that's the knowledge you're trying to gain. That's the result you're trying to gain. It actually doesn't matter what set of duties you use. So you don't have to be a Brahmin to do that. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, anybody can perform their duties and please the Supreme Lord and go back to Godhead. Right? But if you're looking at just the mechanistic aspect, then there's a hierarchy. Right? The Brahmins are having the knowledge that it's all based on the Veda, then the Kshatriyas see that people are following that nicely. The Vaishyas then take that knowledge and use it for profit, because if you do pious work or follow the laws, you get results. And so they follow that nicely, and the Shudras then follow the mechanics of the particular skill that's required to make the thing work. And so there's a hierarchy there. But when it comes to devotional service for advancing in Krishna consciousness, then that's not necessary. Anybody can do. So you know what are your duties, do them nicely, but do them with consciousness to please Krishna. That will give you real knowledge. So, okay? So that way, your gardener may or may not gain knowledge. Okay? Yes. Is that okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You spoke about the expansion. So we understand from Shastras that all the energies and living entities are eternal, Nitya. But then, like Baladev is expanded from Shri Krishna, and then Chaturvyuha, and there are a lot of expansions. So when the word expansion comes into place, there is a time involved. It's not eternal.
No. But why are you saying that so authoritatively? You're saying there is time involved. You should be asking, is time involved? Because you don't know. If you know, then why are you asking a question? Unless you're doing a rhetorical question just to enlighten all of us here, and so...
My understanding is, Maharaj, like initially Krishna was one. I mean, one person, and there was an expansion. So,
yeah,
expanded. So,
what's the concern?
So, how it's eternal, Maharaj?
Because it's happening on the eternal platform. It's not happening here. Here's a beginning and an end. Right? When we say we'll go to the spiritual world, how long will we be there? You don't know. So you're new to this whole kind of process. Have you ever heard devotees talking about going back to the spiritual world and being there eternally? Okay, yeah, okay. Eternal comes to mind, not till next Thursday afternoon or something, right? Okay. So, eternally, okay? Now, right now, we're not on that platform. So, eternal means no beginning, no end. So, if there's a beginning to want to actually take up pure devotional service and qualify myself for eternal, engagement in the Lord's service, how can I call it eternal? You understand? If you want to get into this, you can really have fun, no? The point is it's a matter of its situation. Is it situated on the eternal platform, or is it situated on the temporary platform? Temporary platform then is controlled by time and space. The eternal platform is served by time and space. Time serves Krishna there. Here it controls us. So we're thinking, because I'm controlled by time, then Krishna must be controlled by time. But that's not real knowledge. Krishna's beyond time. That's why it says when the living entity falls into the material world, that point in time is called anadi, because it's before time. You fall into material consciousness in the spiritual world, not in the material world. Right? Because if you're in the material world, you're on a material consciousness. So you're in the spiritual world on the neutral platform. Then you take up material consciousness. Then because you have material consciousness, you're not qualified to function in the spiritual platform. Therefore, you're transferred to the material platform. All right? So you take birth within the material world rather than you appeared within the spiritual. Does that make sense? So it's a nadi. There is no time. You understand? So these are things that are there because it's eternal. It means Balaram is always there. We're always there. Krishna says, never was the time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Right? So what does that mean? They're always there, but it's just a matter of manifestation. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we don't apply time and space. Time and space is for this side. For that side, there's no time and space. Okay? Something else? So I have a few minutes.
As you mentioned that we worship Radha Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayana, while we serve. So does the same principle also apply to the worship of Krishna Balaram or other deities?
What it means, let us say I'm giving an example of a 1,000 rupee note. How that if you want goods, you take your money, 1,000 rupee note, put it on the table, the other person takes it, and you exchange it for goods. Okay? So does that rule apply for 500 rupee notes? What about 100 rupee notes? 20 rupee notes? 10 rupee notes? You understand? So the point is if you say Radha and Krishna, then that includes any other form, since they're the source of all other forms. Is that okay? Yeah. Is that, yes. Is Mike? That's not. I think there's a switch on the side.
Maharaj, recently a young student of ours in Manipal asked us to give a thumbnail understanding of how Vishnu and Krishna are the same person.
Okay. Prabhupada says, Krishna is when he's at home, and Vishnu is when he's at the office. You know, he does all the God stuff and all that kind of jazz. Does that work? Okay. Anybody else? Valami Mash? Yes, back there.
Maharaj, you were saying that when the soul goes back home, back to Godhead, becomes Nitya Siddha. Now, my understanding is that there is internal energy and marginal energy. The internal energy are also the jivas in the spiritual world. Is that correct?
Yes, it means that the spiritual energy, the internal potency is always internal potencies, and jivas will always be jivas. But in the spiritual world, you don't make those distinctions. Like here we talk about Samvit Sandini Hladini, but in the spiritual world, they don't make those differences. Does that make sense? They don't say, okay, Yoga Maya is Sandini and Radharani is Hladini. That's here, so we start to discriminate and be able to tell the difference. The whole point of developing discrimination is so we can tell the difference between what's matter and what's spirit, or what's actual pure devotional service, what's mixed and what's not devotional service. Right? So that's why we develop the knowledge and the intelligence, the discriminatory power, you know, rational thinking and that, so we can tell that difference. But in the spiritual world, you don't make a distinction. You know, Radharani is the Swarup Shakti, so she's the total energy, internal, external, and marginal. But she's standing there and she's the same size as Lalita, who will just be internal potency, and who's only a touch bigger than Rupa, who is Jiva. You understand? So it's you know, only because of the age, because one's older and one's younger, that's all. Does that make sense? So there's no difference there. You know, it's just a matter of the pastime, because one is, as mentioned in the Brahma Samhita, they're permeated with that affection of Radharani for Krishna. And so it may be in the same rasa, or it may be in a different rasa. Mother Jashoda has the same braja bhakti, but in the mood of parental. Like that. You know, the cowherd boys have the same braja bhakti, but in the mood of cowherd boys. So the first thing to catch is the mood, right? It's sometimes thought, no, okay, if you want to, you know, do a particular service in Vrindavan, you have to catch that mood of that devotee. But the first point of the mood is the general, the generic. There's a mood of Braj, there's a mood of Dwarka, there's a mood of Vaikuntha. That's the first stage of rasa. The second stage is then specific. Within that, then, you have Braja Bhakti, and then you have five rasas within that. But most skip that first stage. No, that's not the process. The process is you have to develop the mood of the Brajabhasis first. Then you can apply that to a specific rasa. Does that make sense? So Shravana Dasa means you hear about. Then Varna Dasa, you try to apply it into your life. You don't start with just applying in your life without hearing. You know, that's like saying, oh, you know, draw it out from the individual. But what's there in the first place? You didn't put any Shravanam, you hear, then you draw that out. Like I put water in the pitcher, then I can pour a glass of water. But the modern thing is I'll take an empty pitcher of water, and because of my sentiment and feeling, I'll draw something out of it. You know? And then there'll be an argument over, you know, but it's not a matter of, you have to put something in. Right? One is, you just put in, you don't draw out. The other is, no, you just draw out, you don't put in. The point is that you put in and you draw out. You understand? So that's the whole thing about Braj being a Chinta Beda Beda Tattva. It's the combination of everything. But you have to know the specific mood that makes it Braj. Otherwise, if you take apart and overemphasize it, it becomes another realm. You understand? That's the difference. So everything being combined in a perfect balance, that's Braj. taking the same elements and changing the proportion, then you get Mathura. This has sweetness but a touch of the majesty. Dwarka, more majesty, a little less sweetness. Vaikuntha, you know, then Ayodhya, then the sweetness will be less, a little bit more on the rules and regulations. And you go into Vaikuntha where he's God, it's just majesty. You know, it's sweet, but it's not about sweetness. It's about, the sweetness comes from majesty. You understand? So it's just you're changing the proportions. You get a different preparation, you know. If I take sweet, salty, sour, you know, pungent, and balance them, I get a chutney. But if I adjust the proportion, I get a different preparation. Does that make sense? So that's the first thing, is hearing what is that mood of surrender of the residents of Braja. That's what we're trying to do. And then having that, then naturally our own particular relationship with the Lord will be cultivated. Not that you cultivate it and try to make it happen, you know. You know, that would be like little kids trying to cultivate, you know, conjugal moods like that. No. You know, the little girls are sitting in the attic with all the old clothes, and, you know, Barbie and Ken are getting married for the 257th time, you know, in the last 4 months. And but it's just about the ritual and that they'll be together. So they're just working on that preliminary, that the principle of just two people cooperating, living together and doing things like that. They're not getting to the detail. They wouldn't have a clue. So if we don't get into that general, but we get into specific, oh yes, you know, I'm going down to the Jamuna and I'm getting, you know, the pot of water for Radharani's bath in the morning, but so much ecstasy is there, so I'm rolling on the bank of the Jamuna, and then, you know, someone has to come and say, oh, hurry up, we need the water pot now, and all that kind of jazz. People do that all day. But then the problem is where's the mood of Braja? This is just technical detail. It's like another skill, like, you know, like IT or something. You know, you first push the button and then it boots up and then you type in your password and then, you know, like that. You know, it's just that I just say, you know, I boot it up, I type in, but if I said it like, you know, first you go down and then you boot up the computer, you know, you make that connection with the computer, and then having booted it up, then you put in your password. You know, and having put in the password with all the, you know, the all tension and everything like that. You know, you could turn, you know, IT into a whole new age thing. You know, it's just how you use your voice. Yeah, you understand? So that's it. You can take anything and make it sound wonderful, right? Is that okay? So therefore, Braj Bhakti is first. Then the specifics. So we're on the beginning of that Braj Bhakti of just, I'm the soul, I'm not the body, and I'm servant of Krishna. Because they have that understanding, they act on that. But we're trying to get that, and then it will progress from there. Then we become steady in that consciousness, then we get a taste for that consciousness, we get attached to that consciousness, then the static symptoms come, and then it gets serious, and then we can develop it forward till we take up full-time association in the same mood as the Brajbasis. Then we enter into the pastimes, and then from that association we develop prema, and then we're eternally situated there. Does that make sense? Does that work?
Yeah. A follow-up question with this. Then when Lord Chaitanya says that, you know, pure prema is established eternally within the heart of the living entity.
Prema is within the heart. Yes, yeah. It's the natural position. Yeah. But you have to develop it. Right? Means bhava means you have 10 stages of prema. Right? So bhava is the first stage and mahabhava is the final. Right? The 10th position. So bhava is compared to the bud. Now the bud, we don't say it's not a flower, but at the same time it's not a flower. If you say, get me some flowers, and you bring back just buds, you know, then you know, that's buds, that's not flowers. But at the same time it's a flower, because it's the potential flower. So the tathasta position, its natural position is in bhava. where it's the bud of prema. But because it's the neutral state, you can either choose to take up that process of accepting the mood of that bud and then practicing it and turning it into prema by the grace of the devotees and the Lord, or one can look away from the Lord and develop the flowers of material existence. Right? So when we talk about coming to the neutral place or to Brahma Bhuta, that's just so we get back to where we started from, where we made the mistake. Right? You have the road is going, there's two forks. Right? We went to the left. Now we know, don't go to the left, go to the right. So when you end up back there again, now you go to the right. That's why it says no one falls down once they get to that platform. Because you're not going to make the same mistake again. So you're going to go in that. Plus, we've had the practice of already starting to cultivate Krishna consciousness. So technically now we're, you know, further ahead. We're where we should have been there, just where the disadvantage that we're using the material body and circumstances instead of having the spiritual body and spiritual circumstances. But the point is now when we get back to that spiritual circumstances, we'll use it to advantage. To go back to, you know, to develop love for Krishna. Well, before we used it to disadvantage and came here. Does that make sense?
Our mood is, or what our relationship is determined on what we hear and what we cultivate. That's not firm, not eternally established.
In other words, by association you develop something. You can't develop outside of association, but if one has one specific relationship with Krishna, that will come if you're hearing about pure devotion. But if you're hearing from those who are within that, it'll come quicker. Like, does that make sense? Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he grew up in the Madhva Sampradaya, right? But the interest is there in the Gaudiya. So when he came in contact, he naturally then progressed to his natural position. But then we have the story of I think, Murari Gupta, where Lord Chaitanya is encouraging him to worship Radha and Krishna, but he says, no, I only see them as Sita and Ram. You know, so he sees Radha and Krishna, but he sees the Sita and Ram in this pastime. So he can't change. So basically speaking, you won't change. Not that you couldn't change, it's just you wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? So there's no need to be any anxiety that I'll get shortchanged and end up in the wrong relationship, you know? You know? I wanted to be a cow and how come I ended up as a snail? You know? You know, I mean, okay, the snail's cute and more times in children's, books and all that, there's more snails generally than cows, so, you know, it's not that bad, but at the same time as, you know, I like the moo, you know, snails don't moo, you know. Does that make sense? So there's no anxiety. That's why Prabhupada says these results are automatic. Automatic means they come by Krishna's mercy. So when we use automatic, we mean it's not our doing. It's by the mercy of the Lord. So therefore you follow what the Lord recommends, what the devotees recommend. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. He says, recommends to the classmates that you must follow the process as given by the Lord himself and authorized by the Lord. If we make our own up, how will that please the Lord? We can say, but then we're talking jaimini. I'm following rules and therefore God has to give the result. That's how they're using automatic. I do good karma, I'll automatically get the result because God has to give it. We're saying it's automatic because the Lord being pleased with what you do in line with serving the spiritual master, therefore it automatically comes. But we don't mean automatic means no work. We mean you do the recommended effort, then you get the result that you're looking for. Does that make sense? So, therefore, if we follow this path that Lord Chaitanya gave us of Braja Bhakti, if one's interested in Braja Bhakti, then one will get that Braja Bhakti. you don't have to worry that I won't get it. I'll end up somewhere else, you know. You know, it's like you fell asleep on the bus and, you know, everybody got off and Braj and the bus went around again and now it's at Vaikuntha and say, hey, what happened here? You know, it's like, do I get off here? Do I not? Yeah, like that. No, you don't have to worry. Yes.
So what does it mean? Because right now I'm reading first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna entering into Dwarka, and I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, 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 really fantastic stuff, and yeah, he's meeting his wives, and then there's a whole discussion about his wives, and he's meeting his... And I, whenever I read about Krishna and Dwarka, I go, wow, I'm really attracted to Krishna and Dwarka. Until I get to Krishna in some other place, and then I go, wow, I'm really attracted to Krishna in that place.
Yeah.
And then I remember traveling in down in South India, and I was thinking, wow, I'm really, really attracted to Vishnu. Mm-hmm. So it's confusing for me.
Because we're looking at the secondary. The primary is that why is all that attractive? Because it's Krishna. Krishna takes on all these other flavors. It's like the gopis one time, they're chastising Krishna because, you know, being boyish, boys tend to deal in a little bit more straightforward and rough way than the girls always appreciate. You know, sometimes it's done, the mood's nice, and so even though it's not, how you say, so sophisticated, the girls accept it because of the intent. But then sometimes because the boys are... a little proud of their being accepted by the girls and that this is good, then they become a little overly, cocky in what they do, a little too confident. And so the girls get upset because then the intent is gone. Right now it's about, I'm great and look at what I'm doing, and rather than they're doing it to please the girls. So even though it's the same activity. So girls go, it's not so much what you're doing, it's why you're doing it, right? So then one time they're chastising Krishna and saying he doesn't know how to deal with girls. And it's kind of like, what do you mean I don't? He says, well, look at the example of how you dealt with Suparnika. Right? Here's a girl, she comes to you with, you know, all nice feelings and that, and you cut off her nose. So it says, you know, you don't know how to deal with girls. So they don't make a distinction between any of these avatars. So for them, Ram is just Krishna doing that pastime. They just don't see the difference. So it's Krishna that's why all these forms are attractive. So it's Krishna that's why Prahlad Maharaj always talks about Krishna. This isn't Prabhupada's just translation. You know, it's that he talks about Krishna. Because they know it's Krishna, but they like a particular form. But in Braj, they like Krishna. And so they can see all other forms in connection with Krishna. And if you're from Vaikuntha, then they'll see Krishna in connection with Vaikunthapati. You know. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you don't have to worry. You just have to, you know that it's Krishna and Braj is the source of all, you know, like that. The Prabhupada gives the example of the candle. The original candle lights all the other candles. They all have the same potency, but still there is an original candle. Like that. So they're all bright and shiny and attractive because it's Krishna. Okay. Okay. So end here. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivrinda ki, Jainatai Govura Premanandi. Go ahead.